Holy meal, the sugya of Zimun. Last time I mentioned to you, say this, Shalabat din Drabonon din Deraisa. The Shibura Paschim is wearing Shita's whole Drabonon, Hanush says din Deraisa. And we'll see a couple of Nafkaninas today. The second thing we discuss is the side of the Nosach, Abaisai, Rishur, Sport of Shumoi. Today we're going through the sugya on Simon Kupsada Gimel. So basically, say this in colors, and you get to Hilcha Zimun. First, how one to make a zimun? So we have a Mishnah, Atov, Natan Hay, that's Shloshu Ochel Ke'achas Chayv of the zimun. The loch is, the first klal is, you need to have three. If you have less than three, what's a locho? So Gemara brings down, Ashal Machlikis Rab and Rabbi Yechidon, Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yechidon, you have no right to be mezamin. I'm bringing down a bayi, that a bayi says it's a mitzvah lechalik. It does not say if you're allowed to or not allowed to, it's a mitzvah lechalik. It brings down a braiso, it says it's a mitzvah lechalik. Now, even though it was saying it's a mitzvah lechalik, let's say one person is a bar, another person is a talmid chacham, and knows how to go read, then the law is that the other one person should say the berach hamazon, and the bar should listen to this to the berach hamazon. That's basically how the merchaba starts off with halacha. That a person, first of all, one person should not pat to the other person, it's mitzvah lechalek. Unless the second person does not know how to do berach hamazon, then it'll be yoytzer with the first person. Mash enkein, we saw the locha negeto bracha rishayno. It's even the ratio gimel. We saw over there that one person can be moitzis chaver, but even though we know by berach hamitzvahs, the locha is dafka hamoitzi yoytzer, mash enkein by berach hamenin. Have them, both of them are eating, the loch of the body can be oitzi somebody else. And therefore, negeta bracha rishoyna, a person lechatchila can make a bracha for his chava, rave am hadith malach, mash enkein, by bracha achoyna is not that way. Now, but this idea about bracha rishoyna, if you learn that from hey, don't I assume it's for Tosfos, you bring down Rashi Shita that said, just like by birchsam mozen, it's mitzvah chalik, who didn't by birchsam amoitzi, also it's mitzvah chalik. Person should not be Yitzchak's chaver. However, Tosfos, Rabbi Shannon, Tosfos has numerous rights. This is a, that the law is that no, for a person by bracha rishono, he should lechatchila make a bracha for his chaver, and the chaver should listen with that shmek oinoi. Mashen came birchas hamazon. And the question is, what's the chil between bracha rishono and bracha achoino? So Tosfos, Rabbi Shannon, bring down two tiotzim, brought down by us, by the way, Seisiv. The Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, the Kalam Nogarim only begin out of one reason. There's one is by the Brach of Amaitzi, by the Brach of Rishayna, you come to the Sarif, to go eat together. It's leading to be eaten together. Therefore, by Brach of Rishayna, we can't say that one person can make a Brach of his Chavar. Masha'enkein by Birchsam Mosin, the whole act of Birchsam Mosin is come to separate one from another. There cannot be Maitzi one to another. The second story of the place can be down again from the Rishayna. The Birch Samozin is a Tinderaisa. Mashaken the Brocha, we shine the Tinderabonon. Therefore, a person can be mighty one to another. Now, both these Sforas are saying Chalukim, each Lodin was a Sfor to Mechalik. The Achonim grapple with that. We have two separate Chalukim over here. The Mishabura points out what's an Afkamino. Situation where the Brocha Achreino is a case to Abonon. You have Dinbirch Samozin when you ate less than Shirk, they sphere. If you go with the Mahalach, that the din over here is a get over the Raisa, for that reason, one person has the mitzvah lechalik and not to bench the other person, which is less than the Kadei Sviya, a person can bench even like a Tila one for another. The Mai says the Mishnah Berurah, we have two reasons over here. That's be Chayshish for the other reason, which is the whole act of Birchas Hamazon to separate one from another, and for this reason, like a Tila, one person should not bench with somebody else. So first it comes out, La Locha Ve'Kila, that we paskin, like a Baya, like this Bryson, Dafim Hei. The mitzvah lechalek, that a person should not do berach hamazon one for another. However, again, it's very clear. Let's say a person's a bar, does not know how to go bench, then echnami that is chaver should bench, and he should go listen shmei koino. Once you have shmei koino, come along the achrim, they grapple. But let's say the one listening does not understand that language. Don't understand the language. I yate you with his shmei or not. That means again, I assume the ilum so places that the man pays. The Rosh brings down Rashi Shito and the Gate Lashon HaKodesh. The Rashi says you do not have to understand Lashon HaKodesh once being arrived from the Sugya Megillah. Taisa the Maisa says not arrived from the Sugya. Taisa and the Rosh is not arrived. They want Sefer Kert. The law says you have to understand even Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, if you do not understand it, the person who benches for the bar should say Mila Bamila. He said it together over here. That Lamais is how the Torah by Oth Paskin, the Mechabal Lamais by Oth Paskin, the person has to say the situation over here, Milo by Milo, Atzad HaSheni. Even though those Yishonim go like the Mechabal Paskin like, and the Bi'o Yimit says you go like the Mechabal, it says you have to understand it. However, Rashi says the Sharatin is loved after Rashi, it's a cold boy, it's a smack, the Ben Yeruchim, and therefore he brings down the Magar Avram, but the Minik is not that way. The minhag of Maisa is, even though you do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, you can be able to tell the sugya of Shmei Koino. And really, there are different cases to discuss over here. The Mishnah is very clear. It comes out first if a person himself is a bar, and he does not understand the Lashon HaKodesh that he is saying, but he's benching in the Lashon HaKodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion, he quotes Pim Godim and others, the Satam and the Vosh, the Vadi Yoytso. This whole time HaKodesh is Rashi and Taisis. It's dafka when somebody is listening. But the person himself, he says, he wants to argue, I think in the Derech Chaim, he wants to say, when a person himself is saying Lashon HaKodesh, you don't understand it, avad yoyotzo. That's Aleph. Second, a person saying it by himself, but by Shalosh Shainis, you're not yoyotzo. That means the gate himself, Mishpul Paskins, Lashon HaKodesh, you are yoyotzo, whether he understands it or not. Shalosh Shainis, you don't understand it, it's not yoyotzo. The whole machlek of here is dafka by Lashon HaKodesh, someone else is saying it, and you are being yaitim, it says, Shmeyak Oinoi. That's the machlaikis we showing them. That, the Mishavua says, the minig lamaisa to be makel. The minig is that way. However, they point out, even the minig to be makel, that a person is yaitim with Lashon HaKodesh, speaks out that Achoinim is Manenu, from Zalman, or Scheinberg, but the person has to know that there's benching going on over here. That means he has to know the basic idea of what's he doing. That means, instead of from Zalman, when he's doing it, Bech Samosin, he has to know that he's giving Shvach Vador to Hashem for the Mosin, for the food over here. But let's say he's thinking, when he says Bech Samosin, it's stopping for children. He thinks he's saying Bech Samosin is asking for Parnoso. That's from Zalman, that's not Bech Samosin. That means, you don't have to know what the words mean, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to know you're thanking Hashem for the food over here. Instead of Shlomo Zalman, negate the case, the place can be done by Kiddush over here. Mishmur, the Mokavim, all discussing Kiddush. So the person thinks what they're doing over here by Kiddush is Miris, that's nothing. If you know over here coming to Mekadosh the Yom for Shabbos, you do not understand the words over here. But you have to let Cholopakas know they come to Mekadosh. But Stam, to think you're saying Zmiris, that doesn't count. So the Maisa, we have the halacha of the minig is that a place to go, that a person, the Maisa, is Yetzo with the situation, even though he does not understand the words of Lashon HaKodesh. However, again, come along with Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, and says that even though that's technically not true over here, but the Maisa discussing the case of Kiddush saying together with Noshim over here, it's still better to say it Mila b'Mila. It's still better to say it one with together with another. Now, there are two reasons why. One is, he points out, because they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. But even if they do understand Lashon HaKodesh, still, since people do not focus, and they don't always hear what they're hearing, because there's something like Isaac and Kiddush doing other things over here, still it's better to say it Mila b'Mila. So these words that Mishnah Berurah and Magen Avraham sound like, that's two separate concepts over here. One is, you do not understand Lashon HaKodesh, Mila b'Mila, Machlokes Yishonim, the Mechaber Paskins, you have to understand it. Second, this sounds like the Mishnah Berurah, even if you understand it, when the father says Kiddush, everyone by the table should say Kiddush, Mila b'Mila. Why? Get everyone to focus over here. Now, the Olam does not seem to go do that. What happened was the Shaila is, what's the give and take over here? So Betzim, the Mishmur over here, and there's a Mishmur and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph, and also there's a Magaram, same Magaram over here, and Reish Ayin Aleph. And both of them send you, and Reish Ayin Aleph, back to over here, back and forth. They point out, Luchur, this is a problem. What happens? The husband's saying Kiddush. Everyone at the table, the women, the children, the men, are going to say Kiddush, Mibu Mila. Who has the case? Says the Bialacha, Kodim Kiveg, and Simon Zayin, the man has the case. Where's everyone's case? How in the world can the Magar Avraham Frekman Kivega say that everyone say Milo B'Milo? We know the halacha that true Kiddush Deraisa is Bepeh, but without body, without a kais, without a kais, not Yitzhak Kiddush. So how in the world can you say the case of Milo B'Milo? How can you go do that? So in the Bialacha, he says maybe what he means of Kivega, what the Magar Avraham means, is that you say the whole entire Kiddush together, Milo B'Milo. The Aschol of the Bracha and the end of the Bracha is being said by the Mekadosh. But the words in between is being said in Milo B'Milo. And therefore they get involved with, do you say the idea of Shmei Koinif to have a bracha? they get involved with also how exactly that work over here. How I say part of it, you say part of it over here. And Simon Zayin brought down by the Bialoch of Reish Ayin Aleph when he discussed it, I also give here. And they point out that's not the Pashas among Avram and the Mishnah Berurah over here. Pashas means say the Kiddush all day Kiddush, Mila by Mila. And therefore they point out to go do that Luchur is incorrect unless everyone has a case. Unless everyone, or what they say, have chalas in front of them. If you ask around on Hogas and Klai Yisrael, the different things you want to go do. But Ik Klai Yisrael, one person says Kiddush, everyone listens Shmei Ka'inoi. And they don't seem to really agree with on Hogas this Mishnah Berurah, that everyone just goes say Mila by Mila. Or they have other Pshat in this Mishnah Berurah. However, the others, I think they tell me the Sanzas, the Debe Chaim, that people in this Chabur told me, the person in their house, everyone says Kiddush together, Milo and Milo, with the Mekanish over here. The question is, they point out. What? Revelisha, right? Revelisha. What? No, the husband says it, and they all said together. But the women. We're talking about the women, the men, but the women, they say Mila b'Mila together with some Kaddish. And that's what Mishnah Berurah over here says. He says to go do that. Just he says, Reish Ayin Aleph, you need to have a kreis. Maestah, they're not having a kreis over here. I'm sorry?
Most of the women know what Kiddush means.
So again, Mishnah Berurah says two things. Number one, if you do not understand it, say Mila b'Mila, also b'chaber. And even if you understand it, to be focused and understand what's going on over here, he still says Mila b'Mila. Now it sounds like he's saying two separate things over here. Right? He said, him and the Magen Avraham are saying two different things over here. That means he's building off some. People are always, something like Kiddush, are not focused, are not there. They're doing other things. So, just to answer this, there's a Cheshiva Eifoid in Shuva in Chelik, I think Aleph, that the certain Shulchan Aruch that back bring you down to understand how do you answer the Kivagas Kasho. So there's a Taz that we mentioned over the year in Brochus that he's discussing the Hilchas Kiddush and Simon Reish Ayin Aleph. Let's say a person is Mekadosh Al Yayin, and then he saw him afterwards, was it Yayin? It was water. So what's Alocha? Is it Chal the Kiddush on the Yayin Al Shulchan? I mean, you spoke out in Simon Reish Shvav this question, Simon Reish Tes this question. Is it chal upon the Yain Aleph Shulchan? So the Taz, the Reish Ayin Aleph, says very clear that it's in front of you, plan to go drink it, it's part and parcel of your Mekadish, and therefore the Kiddush is chal Yain upon the Shulchan. Now, Agam, the Mishnah Berurah over there brings down, the Maim Mordechai disagrees, and maybe the Magen Avraham disagrees, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Roy Pesach can go like the Taz, and he passes like the Taz. As long as it's on the table, the mice that's to say that that's enough. And it's come arise to this idea over here. Therefore, it comes out that what happens? The man's being Mekadosh, everyone's saying Mila b'Mila. So the women are being Mekadosh, Allah Shulchan, which should be Yad of the Balabas. Be Yad of the man's hand, Kais over here. They don't have to have it physically in their own hand. It's Chal upon this Kais. Therefore, it says the Cheshul Eifoid, once the Chal, it's even a better case. The Taz's case over here is what I plan on this. I plan to drink that later, and it's chal upon that. Here, the women or the kids, or sometimes the men, are saying Mila b'Mila, that das on this case the person himself is holding over here. So that is chal over here. And therefore, that's not how they defend those who have the Sanhogo. How do you answer Kivega's cash over here? Where's everyone's case? The Kivega's case is discussing, the Bialoch is discussing, a case where a situation of a cotton wants to make Kaddish when he's, let's say, he's even 13. But we don't know if he has two saris or not. Chazak the Rava only helps the case to Rabban, not case to Raisis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Ayin Aleph, what to go do over there? The Katan or the Bar Mitzvah kid should say Kiddush. Women should say together, Mila b'Mila. And says the Bialach, what to go do? Where's the Kais? It says, Eich Nami, the Ish should have a Kais, just like the Ish. That's what he passes. You have to have a Kais over there. The Maestro of the Chesh Eifut says, she does not know how to say Kiddush. The case of the she does not know how to go say it. Not to get it to the Maskim. They have to say Mila b'Mila with this Bar Mitzvah boy over here. Oh, they get involved with that also. Who has to drink it? They want time for carrot. Pashas, one person has to drink Mila b'Mila. Maybe they might starve all together also. You get about that question. It's a sorry thing. Now, it comes out that the Shechesh Eifut ended off. Therefore, since it's a tircha of everyone the Bnei Bayis, or maybe it's expensive for everyone to have their own kais, therefore writes a minig v'sikinu, and l'chadchila, a person can have one kais and Mila b'Mila. And therefore, again, there have been people. I've stopped saying things that no one does because I've learned over the years people do these things. And they come out, sound like for this Mishnah Berurah that's a correct on Hogo. A Gam Mishnah Berurah is not passing away in Reish Ayin Aleph. That person should say Kiddush Mila together. So it comes out, basically the two unhoggers over here. That means you follow technically the halacha of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah will say a person should not do milah b'milah for two reasons be'etzem. One is you need to have a case of a kais like he writes, you need a kais or chalas like he writes in Reish Ayin Aleph, number one. And number two, we already saw also in Simon Reish Gimel, Mishnah Berurah points out that if people are making kiddush milah b'milah is shaloi kedin, it's al sugi roif am hadis melech. Over there he says maybe they're doing it for, because maybe a person has no kavanah to be yaitza and you have no kavanah to be yaitza him, but shaloi kedin. So two Mishnah Berurah says you should not go do that. The person should say the kiddush himself and everyone listen. The Maisel, again, another Klaisel, is what it sounds like from over here. The person should say Milo B'Milo, which people do not focus. And if you say the word Maisel, you are Yaitza. So the Sugi of a Klaisel is not worried about that, because the one who's holding it, everyone has a Kavona upon that Klaisel over here. Now, the Mechav is Mamshuch, when a person, two people eat together, so the idea is a person that has a mitzvah to run after a Zimun of three. Why? The Rosh Hashanah being down, Reib Am Hadras Melech. You should run after three. Where they're getting it from? The coming of the Sugil of a Shamash. The person, by case of a Shamash, when he eats with three people, when he's serving three people, he has no rishus to eat unless you tell him to go eat. Ma'ashenkin, by two people, he does not have to ask you rishus. Avad he can eat to make a case of Zimun. That means person has a mitzvah to run after Zimun. Today it seems that our nog is a little bit difficult. We try to run away from Zimun. There's mitzvah run after Zimun. Back to Aruch Shulchan, but the oil is not nizer upon this halacha. Why don't people run after Zimun, try to get people, the two guys ate together, tell the guy, have some designers, eat something, let's make a Zimun over here, try something over here. So he points out, true, the Mechaber says this way, but the Maisa, this didn't negate the Shamash, is not brought down by the Rif, is not brought down by the Rambam. Even the Rosh only brings it down Lela Seid over here. So you want to find it's missing from the Rishonim. And the whole idea of even giving to Shamash the Loch and Simon Kuf Ayin to the Sugya of Tarachetz over here, not Mitzah the Sugya of making a Zimun over here. And therefore Mitzah Liman's Kus on Klal Yisrael, Tarachetz, they should not be, you're eating and no one else is eating over here.
Why like three?
Oh, so he discusses that also. But that's what wants to find that's Icky said of a Shamash, Derech Agav, Nachal Point. And therefore, as Liman's Choshubai, he points out that's why the Elam does not seem to run after Zimun. The Shulchan Torah says, because Maestro Bishlam eating three people together, Beseder. But to tell a person to be, make sure he eats together with you, get him out of the Shiloh, should not be Mizamin with the Amoritz. Now, who to define who's Amoritz or not? Bishlam eating together, you have a Chiv already. But to go tell a person to go eat with you, you have to start crying. Is he Amoritz? Is he not Amoritz? Is he no God's called Torah Kul or not? So to go run after it, not to go run after it. We'll let it to Liman's Chos. Fine. Mike said that's less than three. Once you have three, Vada, that's a Chiyav, that's the Mishnah. More than three, you have four and five. The Mishnah Nachman says you have no right to divide off. That means even though you might think you're leaving three behind, and still there's demons going on over here, but since you yourself, every person has their own personal Chiyav Zimun, therefore when it's four and five, people over there, they have no right to break off from the three over here. We get to a case of six. So the Mishnah says a person has a right to separate the groups of three and three. Now the shadow over here is when a person has a right, what can a person do lechatchila? The avad of separating one with three and three is not osir. The question is what lechatchila? That means the taz over here is called gimel, big zown. There's a shadow over here. He wants to be dying to the amon, to base. He has different rights, different sugyas. That there are two questions over here. Do you say you have a milah having all six together? Mitzad, the idea of Roiv Am Hadras Melech. You say, Vagert, you have three and three, you have more brachas, the chalak of the brachas is a milo. Therefore, it says, since you have each one has a milo, therefore, even the chadchila, you have a right to go three and three. That's a taz. Those are passing on the taz, the El Rabba, the Yavitz. Atzad Hashani, taz brings down the Bach, that's before and ready the Dak Moshe. He says, no, it's better not to be a chalak. Roiv Am Hadras Melech. But the Talmud went this way, the Mogi Boyan. And therefore, the Mishmur brings down two sides. He does not paskin. He says, when you have six, is it better three and three or not? You have two sheets over here, Taz versus the Bach. Is it better for a situation to have a case of six, or better to have three and three? Is it right, Am Hadras Melech? Or the case over here, or the Chalakim Brachas? Pashas is, we have a question over here, is there a chsar to break into three, or is it even the Chilo? But Maisa 6 is also good according to Taz. You have a mile on both sides. Chur, the best thing is not to divide and leave a case of 6. Hagam, there is a Mishabru and Sifkon Chav Gimel that he does right over there. That person can be Mechalik, even though Chachilo. But that's not the case over here we're discussing. That's the case we're not Kaveh together. Here we're discussing when you Kaveh together, the Aloch is you stay at 6 and not divide to a case of 3. The Mechav goes on discussing now the Sugya when you have a bunch of people over here. Yeah, let's say 100 people. We can tell the Sugya of Reish Kulusa. Reish Kulusa is very important to come out. I think 3 basic fundamental Yisaidis coming out from Reish Kulusa. The more big Zan and Afnun and Brachas, the Rava went to go eat Rift over Reish Kulusa. He had 100 people in the room over here. And they went and Mezamin in groups of 3, 3, and 3. Drive to Gemara, 3, the Maisa go do 10. Well, Abdel Kenu, the Mishnah says he cannot drop from 10 to 3. He says, why? Because Reish Kulusa will hear 10 people benching together. It'll be Makbid. So very important you said over here. Are people Makbid, that why in the world are you eating benching before us, without us? Therefore, are people going to get offended of what you're doing? Let's say you're by a small share of Rochus, and you come along and make a Zimun of 10 people, and the Baal Bosa get offended. The Lochus do not do that, and do the case of 3. A black and white Gemara. Akpada says you have a right to Mavatal the Zimun of 10 and go down to 3. So the place can speak out, not that way, right? I think it's clear, not Sugyo, that any time Zakpad will get to the Rashba without getting it from what the Lumdis is, the Lav Dav Gresh Kulusa, it's not the Rashba, means any person.
Why do we care
about this issue? We'll get to the Lumdis. First, what it says. We always care. That's a side point. Number two over here is, in fact, the Gemara says, let's go bench with the Rash Kulusa together. Let's all of us bench together, 100 people. Why? I did the Afshat Kula Amalishmiya. Since there's so many people over there, they're not going to hear the Mezamin. That means a very important, the second point you said is you have to hear the benching. People want to know where you have to hear the benching. The Gemara says, if you don't hear the benching, bench with less people. That means two you said this from the Reish Kulusa. Number one, you got to hear the Zimun. Number two, in a case where you want to bench less, but sadly you can't hear the Zimun. If people get offended over here, you can even avat the Zimun of 10 and go down to 3. Go through each yisoid over here. First yisoid over here, when a person is makbid, you have a right to go down from 10 to 3. What's the lumdus over here? It says in the Rashba, we're down by us by the Magar Avram. We have a concept in the Kol Tarkulo, Godel Kavod Abrius, Doichel Leisei Drabodon. It's Kavod Abrius. People get offended, they get hurt over here, and therefore that reason we care about people and not to offend them. Therefore came along the Rabbanon and said, we're doichel this in over here of a Rabbanon. Ends off the Rashba, and this idea of benching of Elokeinu of 10 is a din Rabbanon. Therefore, Paiskim speak out, it's la dafke din Reish Kulusa, Kavod HaBrius applies to everybody. If you're going to offend them, it's Kavod HaBrius over here, they get hurt. Now the Shvam get involved, what the definition of Kavod HaBrius is, that put it to the side, it's a whole other sugya. When people get offended over here, you have a right to mavat the Zimun of 10 to go down to 3. Now first, they point out, is there a right from the Rashba that Zimun is the Rabbanon? We discussed already last Chabur Machlokes, the Rabbanon or the Raiso. The Sharetzina, the Simu Kuf Tzadik says, Kuf Tzadik Tes says, that Zimun is the Rabbanon. How do I know? Ro'ov Rashba. This Rashba, he says, is the right that Zimun is the Rabbanon. Kamal Chaznish says, no Raya. He's saying, Elokeinu is the Rabbanon. But Zimun's deraisa. Zimun's deraisa. What could be maybe an afkamino? What comes out, let's say, the loch is very clear, you go from down from 10 to 3. But can you, let's say, if they see 3 people, people get offended. Let's say you have a share brachas, 15 people, and 3 guys try to bench together, and the Baal Bos gets very offended. Can you bench by yourself? By Yochid? Can you battle the whole entire Zimun? That means, do you say, Bishlam from 10 to 3, we have a Zimun? Just to miss out on Elokeinu, that's what the Gemara says. Well, no, once you have the idea of Mavatal, the Zimun of 10, Mavatal, the Zimun of 3, go down even to 1. So we'll have to get to the Zataz in Simon Reish. It's very clear that Lochi comes out that you need to have 3. You have no right to go down to 1. It could be a Tver Shmuel on the Rosh that way, in Perek Zayin. The Chshugel by Oth Paskins, you have to have 3. Dain Fish says you have to have 3. Atzal Sheni comes to El Rabba and quotes his time and says, what are you talking about? What's the lumdus over here, says the Rashba? It's how the sugya of Kavod HaBrius. What's the sugya of him inside the idea of Kavod HaBrius? So then what's the difference between 10 and 3 or 10 and 1. You have a right to go down to 3 to Mavat Zimun, not defend the person. If it offends a person, even the case of 1 over here. Says the Chem Moshe, says Yehu Eimitz, what's the difference? The difference is the Prima Gadim and the Rosh Yosef and the Sugin Dafnun, and also in Simon Ratio, when he comes along and says whether it's going down to 3 or going down to 1 should not make a difference. The Chidor and the Sivis pass in this way. You could Taino, it really depends. If you hold the assertive over here of the Rashba is only Mitzad, it's knocking away Elokeinu, because that's the Rabbanon, but Zimun's Deraisa. And if you're passing Zimun's Deraisa over here, you have no right to go down from 3 to 1. And therefore, it'll be our Cheshuchel Lishitoso come along, says you have no right to go down to 1. That means it really depends what's the lumdus of the Rashba. Is the Rashba saying it didn't Elokeinu, or it didn't Zimun? Chanush is saying it didn't in Elokeinu. Mash and you think didn't Zimun go down to 1? Now they point out Lemaisa it's not muchach that way. You could say the Rashba, even the case negated to the Rises, because they point out, you mentioned last Chabur, there are really 3 shitas. There's those who say all benching of Zimun is Drabonon, that's the Mishmur Baker Baskins. Chanush says all benching is the Raiso. There's a Mabit, a Kirat Sefer, brought down by the Eli Rabo, that he wants a Taina, the case of 10 is the Raiso and 3 is Drabonon. If so, in fact, the Prima Godim, according to him, what's shot over here, go down from 10 to 3. So the Prima Godim, because it's a klal, that by Godel, cover the Brias, Doichel, Drabonons, or Shev Al Taisis, Doraisis. So even on the Tzad, that says Doraisis, you're right to be Doichel, but Shev Al Taisis. I can argue what defines Shev Al Taisis, how do you apply it over here. But what's saying over here is Nichol, the Gedal, Shev Al Taisis. And therefore, it can go down from 10 to 3. So even on the Tzad, it's even going to be a case of Doraisis, it can still go down to 1. Never comes along to the machlokes, how far to understand this is so to the Reish Kalusa. Now, that means we passing certainly like Reish Kalusa 10 to 3. But most achronim come along and say also down to 1. You can offend the balabos, you buy a simcha, they point out by big chasnas, no one gets offended. But by small share brachas, there are times that people do get offended. And you have to be very careful about that concept. Just like the loch is not to zimun of 10. Go down to 3, who didn't come out, when this mahalach go down to even the case of 1.
Is it usher to not do this?
Is it usher not to offend people? I assume this is by offending people. We'll get to that, the other case.
So,
go to Kavla Brias.
No.
The Pasuk.
Wait, what's the
Makar? What's the Makar? No, the other Pasuk, more than Afnun. Right, it's a Shem Lekecho. Shem Lekecho. That's the Makor. Yeah, that might be defining the idea, but Shem Lekecho Lechiv Zimun. Now, again, we have one heter to go down from 10 to 3 or maybe to 1 by the case Mitzad, person Makbid. Building upon this heter, we come up with a second heter, says the Magar Avraham, Koshkein by the case of Mitzvahs. Koshkein by other Mitzvahs. And therefore, we're down by the Yad Aaron. The Eli Rabba or for Shulchan Nai Fisher by Mitzvahs Yavater, Abtzad Hasheni, the Mishmur brings down the Chayodim wants to be Fakfek and Tainas, who said Yavater by Mitzvah, by Kpodo Zinim Koda Brias, by Mitzvah, but why is one Mitzvah about another Mitzvah? We have 2 Mitzvahs in front of you, I have 1 Mitzvah I have to go run to go to, a Mitzvah Zimun. So why should Mavatim Mitzvah the Sugya Mitzvahs? Therefore, the Mishmur says, if you knock a leaf 10 behind, the Nevada person should be machmor unless it's a mitzvah deraisa. Less a mitzvah deraisa. Leave 10 behind. Sounds like maybe yes, maybe no. But you don't leave 10 behind. Maisa says then the person should be machmor unless it's a mitzvah deraisa. The Maisa says, so we have a heter mitzvah sugya mitzvah. What defines mitzvah over here? So the Yosef Oimitz, he has examples. He says the person is going to wake up late the next morning. Yosef Oimitz is saved 300 years ago. He wrote, a person is going to wake up late next day. And have a bayi mitzad tefillah. Mitzad asugi of learning Torah in the morning. He'd come late to Seder. He says, that's nichol in the gedder that you have as the resh geluso, that you can leave a simcha early. And therefore, we mezamin early, or 3 or 1, and go with mevatel zimun. Plus, why mitzad asugi of mitzvah over here? How far to take the sugi of mitzvah? I saw a pelt gazak by Shrei Dablitsky. He wants a tiny that's aloch and tivin resh mem ches melch Shabbos. Discussing a person cannot be mafleg b'sfina 3 days before Shabbos, unless he goes to mokum mitzvah. Says Rama, what's example mokum mitzvah? Go to Bein Tam, parnosa is a mitzvah. I don't know if you say it too loud in certain places, but parnosa, says Rama, is a mitzvah over here. Says Rishai Debalitsky, you have to wake up tomorrow mitzvah parnosa. You have a head to be mitzvah. I think the Mesfarim would argue with him that he's right over here. The Hetter Daf Mavlig Mesfini after the Sugya. He says over here, once you have a Hetter Mitzvah, again, which Maravam does say, Mishmur is Mefakbek, if you don't leave 10 behind. Or maybe a Mitzvah of Parnosis Dereis, I don't think so. But Maisa, he said, if you go the Hetter Mitzvah, that means Lav Dafka Avada Seder, Parshit. You have a Chasin Le'a night, you have a Bayav Zimun, you leave early. You have feel a bit seem in the morning. That's the mitzvah. It's parshut. That's not even the challenge. The chiddush how far it takes is for the case of parnasa.
What's the gather of parnasa?
Dai mechsara, for sure. More than we can start clearing. Dai mechsara. That means yours, not your wife. Whatever. That's a separate sukkah. So again, we have number one heter. We'll get to it. Now, let me, number one, we have one eighth over here, Mitzal Sugyo of Akpoto, the Kumavat Lezimun. We have a second Yisod over here, Kumavat Lezimun, those same Mokka Mitzvah. Then the third thing, which Mishmur quotes in Sukkot Lam Aleph, which more before we'll have to see in Simon Reish, there's Nocha Heter, Mitzal Sugyo of Dava Nochet, of Inus Hefsa Moment. That means when you have a loss of money on Inus, Dava Nochet, the things you go take care of, or you can just leave your kids with the babysitter too long, we'll have a couple of, maybe there's Nocha Het over here. We'll try to get to where the get over there is. There can be three Heterim build upon this concept. They have a right Mevatel Yozimun. The second side of the Resh Galusa is that you have to hear the Zimun. Now, Lamaiso, we already learned Simon Kol by Gimel and Siv Zayin over there, that the Anhoga L'chol HaPachas is, according to the Bnei Ashkenaz, is you have to hear the Zimun, and the first bracha has to be said out loud, and you say together mila b'mila with the first bracha, the bracha of Azon. Therefore, the Mishmur says the same thing over here. He quotes over here the Chayodom, the Graz. Hakami points out in the Sharetzion, the Derech Chaim disagrees and says you have to say the whole entire bracha of Azon out loud, and you have to hear the whole entire thing. But Maisi go to Chayodom and Graz, you have to hear the Zimun and their first bracha of Azon. If not, if you don't hear by 10 people, that's better divided into cases of 3 over here. Now again, we did have a kasha. War in the world, the Olam does not seem to be makbid upon this. Where's the limud zchus? We'll have to get to again mechaber shita siman reish. There's a chuba of Volzner, pesach chuvas. The least is mechaber maybe what to be semich upon. But the correct halacha is very clear. The person by a simcha should lechol apachas say b'kol ram the zimun and the first brachas hazon. Again, there's someone to say the whole entire lacha of saying Azon out loud is dafka by the case of 3 and not by 10. That means the Chanish wants to argue against the Mishnah Berurah. Matayna Azon has to be heard by 3, not 10. Fine, my Mishnah did not go this way. There are theories, maybe Mishnah Berurah. But the correct Anhoga is say Mila B'Mila with the Mezamein. Why that's not so? That's incorrect thing, but this is Liman's Chos, and Yehuda Blaustein again wrote to a bunch of people why that's so, we don't go do that. And no one gave a good answer why we don't do that. That means you should follow what it says in the Mishnah Berurah over here. Building upon this is that once we have to go hear it, the question is what defines hearing? That means a person uses a ramkol, or in English they call a mic. Can a person use a microphone by benching by a chasna? That means the question with Claudius, how do you look at microphones? And then the question, what happened in the gate to the lock of Zimun? That means Beklolius, I think everyone knows, it's Machloikis, the gate of Sugyo Shmei Koinoi, the gate can hear Abdullah through the telephone, the Moshe and others have tshuvas about it. And Kvam Kubal and Klaisol, the Cholopach is certainly the Chachilo, Chosh Lahachmer, that we're not Yitzo, it's at the Sugyo of listening through the telephone. We're not Yitzo. Why is Shmei Koinoi hearing really a recording, not hearing the person themselves? The Gate Zimun, is that the same thing or not? So in Toshin and Ches, 1998, there's a Kol Kaira that was put out that writes very clearly whether the Gate Bechas Erisin, when the Suin, or the Gate Sugya of Zimun. They writes over there, there's a Chshash Godol, they not Yates of the Zimun at all, the battle, the Chiv over here, whether the Abonu or the Raiso. Therefore, the person who is Mezamin should not use a microphone, should have a strong voice. And it was signed by 14 different people, this Kol Kaira. Some of the names, right over there, the Chevre Badatz, and signed by the Shagamayer, by Knei Baisim, Diane Fisher over there, and then a bunch of names I really didn't recognize. So let's try this stick. Now, Maisa, we have over here a bunch of names that certainly one Asi cannot use a microphone. Now, Rav Strombach, Maisa, he did not sign. He's part of the Chevre Badatz.
So there's a sefer on brachas written by Rav Shtumbach called Pshat Ve'Iyun on the sugyas, and he writes over there, and he writes Shulchan Aruch Chelek Vav. He did not sign lahachas because he held Maishi wasn't masking to them. I mean, sometimes you read the signatures, you have to read who did not sign. A lot of people know when you read, you see the Chevra Medas, and like three names are not there. You have to know why they're not there. So Maishi says he did not sign. He wants a machalik. Bishlema Erison and Nesuin. He says Davzer Dusho. You have to be sarf over here. Shmeik Oino. You have to hear something here. Real call over here. But what's Zimon? It's coming to Mizamin to invite you to go answer back and forth. Cain, which he doesn't write. I think the other one knows the circle of Alexandria. The person makes a bracha. They took a flag. They picked it up. They raised it and say, Amen. As long as you know where they're holding. You say, Amen. It's not Amen. You're saying, Amen. Do you know where they're holding? If you don't know where they're holding, you can say, Amen. If once you know where they're holding, there's no problem. So it's a way to go back and forth, to go here and invite you to go bench and answer one for another. Therefore, he wants a title that if saying through a mic, I'm saying it, and you say mila b'mila one with the other, bracha v'shayna, that's no problem. With yaitza, there's no din shmek over here. No one's saying, that means in the olden days, where echnami benching was, let's say one person really saying it, and was listing out shmek oinoi, echnami mic wouldn't work. But now that everyone's saying benching, it's working with the sugya of mila b'mila one together with another. So in essence, I'm just leading you, I can lead you to the case of a microphone. That's what he wants to tie now. Maisa in Shuvas on Hoggas in the Chelik Vav came out a couple of years ago. He writes, I'm a Chayzer. I should have signed. I agree. He has close to different Sigis over here, and they showed him enough Rayas to push him. He said, no, Echnamit's working inside the Sigis Shmei Koina. And David wants to tie now the mics they used at Achasna is a Baya. Benching, what's going on over here? Zimun Maisa, it's not true that I'm leading you, but I also have to hear you go say it. And you go through different rites over here, but there can be numerous rites through the next couple of simonim. Do the person mamash have to go hear it or not? One time, yes, the person has to go hear it. There's a true by of also in Chelik Yud. Also, but it's coming from a different avenue. They get to benching, use a microphone. You want to tell out what's a microphone? It's a person's curl, his voice, by Koyach Shaini. So you want to tell out if you have to go listen to Poyal, Shmek Oina Dovashim Gdusha. You have to hear Koyach Rishon. Mashenkein, we're just leading. Koyach Sheni Lamais is enough. It's a person's voice. A phone's a person's voice over here. Just a Koyach Sheni over here. He says, they come right, trying to try to argue with him. He says, yeah, back and forth. He argued the point this way, that way. He ends off, Echnami, you should be Machmer. If you should be Machmer. Because maybe what I'm saying, you can argue the point. That means the two Makilim they like quoting, the Volzner and the Stromboch, one was Chayzer, and one said you should be Machmer. And therefore, for this reason, most Svarim is Manenu, they're being down, whether it's Mechaim Gnevsky or Vezaisa Brocha being down, they should be Machmer from the Yashiv, the Dine Fisher. The correct thing is a person should be Machmer, not use a mic. Brush his eye, look around. Bukhazi, mind the Amad Dabar. So the Maisa Bukhazi, Lapa, people are Machmer. Whether it's by Chasna, or Eisen, or Suen, I've been by Chasna, by Reb Berkowitz, where they put a mic by him. He says a bracha like this, and then goes like this, and goes makes a bracha like this. He tries not to embarrass anybody. It was mamish, it was very. And the guy kept telling the guy chap what he was doing. Like, he doesn't want to show it, take the mic away. Some people are like, no, take it away. So he's constantly moving his face up and down, left and right, because he has lav kavanas for everything he's doing over here. Until the guy chaps, he keeps the mic in one place, and then fine. So fine, and now people might know. This is the loch over here. My personal chasna was. So. Not mine, my kids. But Maisa, there are those who know to be Machmer. Now, the Tzati Mekel, where those being Mekel there, is either the Echonami, those won't argue the point. The Isim Nementzal, I don't know exactly the Isim, but supposedly being down his name, he wants to be Mekel. I see there are two from the same called Calvin Kinesher and Bricht's Aaron, not true they are, that Truv is against the Machmerim and they have Nuis Reis on their side. But I think a little bit more than that, Rosh Sturmach himself writes, when I'm saying a person has to go here, how many people have to go here? It's 100 people by the chasna. Is it enough that 10 people here and now the other people outside can mitzarf to the 10? All 100 have to go here to mitzarf to the zimun. That's a big tumult. Rav Shtumach goes on and brings rayas. He wants to tie up, even though I'm chaser, but 10 is enough. That means a person benches, not quietly, but as long as 10 people around him hears, and thinking about Trey Kyle. Whether they heard it or not, because they want time to be make a couple of reasons. They want to have the longest 10 people around here. Sometimes when they're benching, the chosin's over there. But the longer the mice that you're having 10 people that can hear, everyone else will be mitzaref with him. And therefore, I see the same birch to Shlomo, the same mishpat abrochas, they come along a taino like a Shlomboch, that you have to be machmer. But once 10 years, all 100 can be mitzaref with them. Save a Ketzim and Zam disagrees. So again, there is a Shiloh, but I think that's where the Olim is coming to be making. You have two avenues to be making. Either the whole entire Locha, you're saying that's not true, the whole idea of Zeman over here is only to lead, and the microphone of Mice is enough. Or you can say, if I get it, even if you Zeman, that microphone does not work, but once you have 10 people listening over here, the fact that now you have 10 being making a Zeman of a Lekenu, you can add together with them.
And it doesn't matter if a person making a Baruch talk about it without the microphone,
no, I'm being very clear, they can hear without the mic. No. I just said, they get involved with that question. They said, there are a bunch of reasons why it doesn't apply. Whether they get involved with the Rabbanan, inside the Chivas HaMitzvah, it's kind of, that's, you hear.
I hear you clearly, Samir. The times when you had a microphone, there's no way to discern which one is which. So you're not bad to hearing.
No, you're bad to be hearing both. They get involved. You're saying you're bet meaning both.
What happens if I see a Zeman? Like everybody here has to see a
Zeman. Right, and you all part of the Zeman, you all mean Mazamit together. Once you have 10 people, we have a Lakenu, you have a Dosha Medusha, it's Kainly, have 10 people in this room, and people in a different room. It's after to the minion, it's after the minion. Now, you want to tell me it's the best thing? You can argue the point. The question is it better to not use a mic in those outside Kainly at all? Was about to use the mic and the people outside can be mitzaref, especially noshim. How do you get women have a chiyuv zimun? In our circles, women don't make a zimun. You have a chiyuv zimun over here, so you have to use the mic.
Every zimun gets a bracha.
What?
Every zimun gets a bracha.
That's a great question. They like asking what happened there. So you have to. If they're saying it quietly, that 10 people around cannot hear it is a great question. Great question. They get involved, maybe God will cover the Prius.
Why did Rebbe have a microphone by
his side? That's a they. I don't know what. That's what people did. No, not the cow side. It's just the everyone knows who runs the chasna, the photographer, right? I tell the chasna wait. This guy, everyone to wait. The photographer runs the chasna. Later. So that's another show.
Great question.
Fine. Sipe is a sugya of kfias. That means negate to having a zimun, you need two things. Number one, you have to have three. Number two, you have to have a case of kfias. The makor of kfias, beisayse, bring down. Torah, the Rosh, the Betzim, in the parak from the Ben Yoyno, that we have two sugyas over here. One, the Gemara Daf Mem Bei says when people are riding on horses, if they want to make a bracha v'amaitzi, b'shvuos and amaitzi, and b'chamos is the same thing over here. The law says you cannot be yaitzi one for another unless you stop and sit down. So you have to have a kfias, one makor. The second makor they point down the idea of kfias is sugya of shamish. Over there, it's very clear that since the shamish is serving you and going back and forth as part of you, even if you're going back and forth, he only has a locha can be mitzaref. Other people walking back and forth cannot be mitzaref. Walking back and forth takes away the kvias. So you have two sugyas, whether mitzad sugya being roicha, mitzad sugya shamish, we need the locha kvias. That even agrees the Rosh and Rebbeinu Yoina. However, the argument the Rosh and Rebbeinu Yoina is, where is the kvias? Come on, Rebbeinu Yoina says you have to start off making a mitzi together. Let's say I made a mitzi now. 20 minutes later, you made a mitzi and we ate together. So Rebbeinu Yoina, there is no kvias. They have no din zimun together. Mash en came, come on, Kaisus and Daf Mem Hei, and Beker the Rosh come on and disagrees with Rebbeinu Yoina, and he says just like in the beginning, a person can make a kvias together. Who would do when people eat together? If they could also be mitzdarf and make a zimun because they ended together. Now there is a question that once you pass like the Rosh, Mechabai Os passing like the Rosh, very clearly not like the Rebbeinu Yoina, that Lab Dafkini Das Cholo you eat need later on. What's shot in this Rosh? The Rosh has like a double Loshim. He says even if we eat together, that's enough because we ended off together. Is he aside as long as we eat together any time, or we have to end off together? Which one is it? So the Taz on Sif Dalet, he brings down Taz of Kondot. He says he has a Tesefta, and Betzim is Fosh Taisus. Sorry, it doesn't quote Tosefta. It quotes only Tosefta. Tosefta says black and white. We have to either start together or end together. The fact that we ate together in the middle is not enough. We have to start together or end together. Said the Prima Gonim, let's be medayik the words of the Mechaber and Betzim, it's the words of the Rosh and Zoch. You have to be kveya be gemar ha'achilo. Mechaber says the gemar you need. You need to end off, either start together or end together. Losh ne'rosh. And therefore, said the Shaar HaTzion, Hagam, there are those one mafakfik upon this. He quotes the Eli Rabo, the Shuas Yaakov, the Nahar Sholom. He says, however, true, the Tosis, maybe there is no Raya, the Yishalmi, you'll have to get back to Yishalmi, I think, next Chaburah. Mice, the Rosh is very clearly in either case of Gemara over there, and therefore the Mishra Paskins, again, he quotes the Chema Moshe, the Chayodra, Machzar Shekel, Mogen Geboim, and others, that we need one or the other. That means you have to either start together or end together, that makes a Zeman. However, a person only ate together in between, that's not the Loch of a Zeman. Therefore, very simple, a person comes to the Chasno. Everyone, let's say, they wash. You don't want to have a bayam tell the sugi of benching. You wait till everyone finishes. 20 minutes later, the maisi wash. Then you don't end together with them. There's no chiyuv zimun put upon you. We'll have to get to defining that. But I said 20 minutes later just to get around your question. The maisa comes along very clear that they started, they washed. Or let's say some people, the maisa, they wash, but the shmogus board. They're doing it why? Not because they're stumped to eat. They don't get mitzad to not start together. So they're not starting together, they're not ending together. There's no chiyuv zimun. They can leave whenever they want. I guess it's either later or early. I said either one. So we have this halacha very clear that we pass the mishpul, pass the once mishpul went this way, this form go this way. Very simple to make a chiyuv zimun. We do not pass like a ben yoino that just go after ascholo. We go like the rosh, but the definition of the rosh is either we have to start together to make a zimun. We have to end together to make a zimun. Now the question is, let's say we're not kveya together. Can you make a zimun? Do you have a right to make a zimun? There's no chiyuv zimun. Do you have a right to make a zimun? So this Ramah against the Beis, the simple reading, this Magen Avraham gets involved with different pshat in the Ramah. But the Shaar HaTzion points out, the simple reading of the Ramah is the Maisa, that person can still make a zimun. So what has a right to? Bush, Bach, Taz, Paschal, the Maisa, person still has a right to make a zimun. Tzad HaSheni, Mishmur himself goes on further. It's Yosef B'Stavro, not like Ramah, like the Magen Avraham himself. The law is a person cannot make a Zimun. Quotes are Chema Moshe that way, the Rosh Hashulim passes this way. And the Mingzan, Yisrael from the Prima Godim, came there from the Chai Adam, that Maisa, it's a Shail over here. But he says that Yisrael, that let's say a person wants to make a Zimun, Machloikis, when there's 10 people, he said to make a Zimun with Elokeinu is a Shail of Baruch Levatolo. So also mezamer with elokeinu, and therefore mezamer 10 people without elokeinu. I mean, it's machlokes, but still not to do a case of elokeinu. We tell you a shadow, a suffix over here. V'oid says yesh mezav like Magen Avraham, but even if you left with a suffix over here, Maisha does not say a case of elokeinu. Now, come on, the Bialachim points out, Lachor, what is this machlokes over there, the Amor versus Magen Avraham? Where's the Yisrael, the machlokes, where's the Makarva, this Indian over here? He points out, Lachor, it's machlokes, Rosh and Beni Yaino. This machlokes, you have a right to Mezamein. The Amor is saying you do have a right, Magen Avraham is saying you have no right. We not kveh together. They point out, Lachor, it's machlokes, says the Bialachim, the Rosh and Beni Yaino. Why? Because we have a Gemara and Daf and Mezayin. The Gemara brings down, the Rav and Shmuel, they ate and they finished eating, but they're not bench yet. Came along with Simi, Maisi, he started eating and he started rushing to eat through his food over here. Why ought to bench with them? In fact, Rav, we finished eating already. Why in the world we didn't bench? Why in the world come to eat quicker to bench with us? Maisi, we didn't eat together. There's no shaykhis, there's no kviyas over here. The Shmuel answered back to Rav, says that they would have brought out desserts. We would have not ate. We would have brought out ardilo, mushrooms. According to Shmuel, it's a delicacy, we have not ate. According to Rav, what about Gazilo? All the delicacies, we have not ate. So we see a sight over here, says Rosh, that even at the end of a meal, by chasnas, you would have had more food, or better cakes, and better desserts, we have not ate. So therefore, if you would have eaten together, God, they didn't bring it out, but since we could have and would have eaten it, therefore, as if we ended together. So the Rosh says, this is the Yisrael I'm coming from, that either we start together or end together. According to Ben Yoino, Lamaisa, how do you answer it? where exactly is the Mishleima, according to Rosh, we need a Gemara starts to end. According to Ben Yonah, it's the end to start together. Where's the ending together? Elamai says, according to Ben Yonah, you have a right to bench together. There's no Chiyiv, but you have a right to bench together. That means the Lundus Sugya of Rav Simi against Rav and Shmuel, a lot of ending works. How does it work? According to Rosh, it makes him a Chayiv over here. According to Ben Yonah, you have a right. That's where the Mos getting it from. Maiso, if you go like the Ben Yonah, the Molochor is right. We Lamaisa, we Paskin like the Rosh. The Mechaba says, side the beginning and side the end, for you have no Raya. If you have no Raya, therefore Mishwur says, Yoishim Mistava like the Mogar Ram, and therefore a person should not make a benching, or silly not to say, Kenu, Tzadach Shash, Brokh Levatolo. What does come out, you have to realize, for a long time it bothered me, never got to the Chastas, three people are about to leave, say, oh, we're all leaving, so let's make it, let's send all of them. One guy wants to leave. He says, you know what? You guys are eating? Let's make a Zimun. Now, we didn't start together. We didn't end together. Mishwur is saying it's bad not to make a Zimun. So why in the world, I've asked people numerous times over the years, Maestro, we start together? No. We end together? No. Come along, Mishwur says, don't go like Zimun. Don't make a Zimun over here. So why in the world, why in the world are people making the Zimun? I'm running to leave. Let's make a Zimun. Those 3 weeks, I'm going.
He says, Yoisim
Mistavro.
Then
it means other people got about 10.
Yoisim
Mistavro, there's no Din Zimun. There's no Din Zimun. So the mice, everyone answers me the same thing. That's what Elam does. That's what Elam does. Everyone makes the Zimun by Chasnas. Mice, I see that there's a Shlomo Zalman. What's Machalkin cases? There's a case where we did not eat up all together. And all together, that's what Ramah is saying. Person can't make a Zimun. Mogabam saying not to make a Zimun. Mashenkin, a case that we ate together. We ate by the chasn together. Just, we did not start together or end together. I'm ending later, you started earlier. That is that Avada, even according to the Mogabam, you have a right to make a Zimun. The Lamai said we ate together. We have a certain kviyas together. Just the Machayev of starting and ending, we don't have that Machayev. Bishlam, if you did not eat all Hakim Zamu, where's the togetherness over here? But we ate, just not starting and ending, then the Maisa, we have a right to make a Zimun over here. Maisa comes out, we're very clear from the Sugya, that what is the definition of ending? I mean, you have to always define 2 points. To make a Chiyav Zimun, you have to either have a beginning or an end. If you do not have a beginning or end, you might have a right to bench, but you have no Chiyav Zimun. So the ending is when? We can even end together as long as you keep on eating until you masiach das from eating, nothing to get an ending. They bring out more food and more drinks and more lachaims, you would eat a gam you didn't eat, you're not masiach das, you're not making bracha, they bring it out afterwards, that's nichli ended off together. That's simple. What's together is starting off together. What's the ascholo? So it was a bracha being down from Mosharmer and Amliashiv that they say either the gedur is, or if everyone goes after the chuppah go wash together. That means everyone's not washing at the same time, but waiting in line, we're all washing together at the same time, we're all washing together. Or the way they're being down, we're eating our pas, our kezayis together, like by Shabbos meal. When I'm eating my first kezayis, the other guy gets his kezayis, I eat his kezayis. So either we start our eating our kezayis together, or we wash together, that's nichol together of aschalo. Okay. We'll get to Sivdal of Shalmi. Okay. Okay. We're saying
that should be this year, not when you watch.
That's all stuff we're starting together. That's all part, that's the beginning of the broth of eating together. So again, so we have this halacha, either aschalo or the case of the Gemara over here. Now, once you have this halacha, they point out certain times you have questions what to go do, we should get around it by not having the aschalo or the Gemara. That means the Beisayim, Sima Kultanik Beis, brought down by us, by the Magarvam and Mishnah Berurah, and other Achronim, discuss, is a loch of Zimun Davka by Pas, or is a loch of Zimun even by the case of Ein Shalosh? That means, Beisayim being down, the Rambam says the loch of Zimun is only by Pas. Mash Enkin, the Rav Yoh, being down to Mordechai, brought down by the Mordechai, being down to Rabbeinu Hai, that says the loch is Pas, and Zayiminim, all Mazaynuses, the case of Paris and the Zayiminim. Therefore, we have a machlokes of what to go do. Says the Mishnah Berurah, calling the Bach, what you go do? Get around the machlokes. How do you get around it? Very simple. Either don't start together, or donan together, and donan together. Then if you want to have your mezainis together, no problem. That'll be the better thing what to go do. Burtam, but Makavam, El Rabo, to get around this machlaikis of Chiv Zimun, don't start an end together. The Maisa.
Then
just don't start an end together, but in between, you can eat together. In between.
Yeah, that's
regular Shlomo Zalman says, if you have a right to, no Chiv, you have a right to make a Zimun.
Right.
Not a Chiv.
You can't just have
kabbalah. We'll get to that. The Maisa, on this halacha of Me'in Sholosh, the Beis Yosef says the Maisa, we passed it like the Rambam. Bichodesh says the Maisa, that's the Iker. And the Chidol brought down by the Mishabrua, Minig HaPoshet. Brought down by the Shai Tshuva, the Aruch HaShulchan, Minig HaPoshet. If you want, every month we make a Zimun with cake. We start together, we end together. Where's that Zimun? Every Kiddush on Shabbos. Everyone has Kiddush. And this cake over there, where's the Din Zimun? Sorry? Maisa, we're all eating cake by a Kiddush. According to that, the Mishnah says, again, around the Machlok, it's better to not start together and together. I don't see people by Kiddush making Kiddush 5 minutes later. Or 20 seconds. What? Did not on the bottom of
the
shop.
Sit down.
That's not a shock. But at certain times, walk around. But hopefully, in the more of a Kubalak, Kubal places are sitting down. So the Maisa, again, the Mishmur is very clear, quotes the Chidol, the Binigah Posh is not to worry about it. Maisa, they do say, what's the side of the Machalikis? And why we not seem to worry about it? So the Binyan Tzion, and also built upon the Drisho. Is Zimun Dinderab or Dinderaiso? If Zimun is the case, Dinderaiso, V'chal to Besavot V'rachto, Es Hashem L'kecho. So now we have over here the Locho of Zimun Dinderaiso, the same Pasuk of V'chal to Besavot. Is Me'in Sholosh as a Drisho, is that Dinderaiso Dinderabon? Is the Alamichio, is that Dinderabon Dinderaiso? So that's what's Machlokes in the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet. We had this halacha at the end of Siman Reish Tes over there. The Mechab brings down you have a sofka brechsa mosiyat b'chayzer. Mashenkin a sofka ma'al amichyo not b'chayzer kun paskin is drabonon. However, the Mishnah over there brings down the Rashba. It's choish in the Mishnah like Rav Gamliel. It's no me'in sholosh in the case of deraiso. So they point out if brechsa zimun is deraiso and me'in sholosh deraiso, l'chura should be mamsha same suga as benching. And that's the makar why Me'in Sholosh should be loch of a Chiv Zimun like benching. It's the same politics, same makar, same Indian over here. But Ma'isa us, we pass in Zimun Zimun. And Be'ikir, we seem to be saying Me'in Sholosh against Zimun. That's very good. Why the Chiv Zimun is Dafko put upon derises, put upon Bechta Mozen, because that's where Chazal put upon. We don't see anyone Me'in Sholosh. For that reason, we seem to be Mekel, the Shitosloi, and the Minigah Posh is not to worry about Me'in Sholosh. That means again, you want me machmer, that's a bad thing to go do. But Bukhazim Maid Amadabar, we don't seem to be machmer this concept and worried about Me'in Sholosh, the Chi of Zimun, and we don't do the Chumrah of the Bach of the person should not start or end together. Now, once we had Lochel Kriyas, the Lochel Tzef Gimel is building upon this Indian that we have different cases of Kriyas too to discuss. That means again, in the Sugya Daf Mem Beis, over the discussions when the people are holchim b'derech, running on horses over there, the halacha is a person cannot say a mitzi one for another. What they have to go do is they have to sit down and stop and say a mitzi one for another. So this halacha is negated bracha rishayna. Says the Mishnah Berurah by us, the halacha of a mitzi and birch samozin the sugya kviyas is the same sugya hainuach. That means this question, what defines kviyas, we discussed already in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. And again, the Pesukim discussed over here, the same clothing, the same exact halacha, negate the bracha rishona and negate the bracha achrona, what defines the definition of kviyas? That means the first case. By writing, come along, Mechaber brings down the Ben Yoino, says, lav dafki, you have to sit. As long as you tell everyone's running horses, you stop the horses. You tell them, and they stand in one mokum, they won't make a mitzi, or bench together, that's enough. That's nichol together of achila b'kviyas, or benching, stopping the horses. Therefore, if you go on a trip, you have horses. That's halacha. If you're riding, you cannot be yaitzi one for another. No dinner shmek, or no dinner kviyas. Mash enkein, if you stop the horses. Not too common. However, building upon that, they discuss, what about going in a wagon? That means, come along, the Mongarvam, El Rav, Mishwun, El Paiskim, what about a wagon? Is there a svar to mechalik? Bishlam by horses. There's no kvias. Each one are going by our own way over here. Masha enki in a wagon, all together in one wagon. The horses are going, but we're together one aguda achas. We combine together. Does that make us to have one kvias over here? The magarvam and the ma'aseh, he's mesopik what halach is. The Eli Rabba, he said, well, ma'aseh, why are we mesopik? Pasha, that's kvias. We're sitting together over here. Our choshulchan says that's not nechulin together kvias.
Do you say
face each other? No, not face. We're sitting together. No, if we don't eat together, stamazai, that's pasha. We'll get that maybe.
Running
a bike will be like separate bikes. Will be like horses. Yes. Now, Meister comes on the Mishbuah and he says, "You saved from the Chai Odom." He has a machleik over here. What to go do? He says, "Since over here it's a machleik, it's a sub of what to go do." He says, "Negeir to 10 people is elakenu kshash brachu v'atolo." If we do not say elakenu, we can make zimun. Elakenu is not ma'akiv. Mashenki 3, you can't say. I mean, we'll go through the simon over here. I'll be more machma on 10 alakenu. Mitzad the sisoi, the mishbuah has a klal. He writes a klal. This aloko that negetu 10. Do not say alakenu over here. Mitzad the sugi v'sofik. What if you have the case of a wagon? Not, also not too common. I'm not according to this cost. What about the case of a boat? Why is the boat different? A wagon, you get off and on constantly whenever you want. My shaking in a boat, at least in those days, you're on it for a couple of weeks. Is that nichol together kvius? Boy, maybe built upon the sugi in Shabbos. A boat upon water is kemuna halkarko. It's one area, one place over here. And therefore, Echnami, the Magarvam, is misubik by a golo, by a wagon, but by a boat, he says, no, that abad is nechal together kvias. The rabbi says, do not know where the chilk to the two are. And he says, both nechal together kvias. And therefore, the Meshibruah, when he said to him, machm by a golo, negate alakenu, he says, mash enkin, by case of a boat, that's nechal together of a kvias over here. The gam, there is a yaibitz, he wants a taino. A boat's kvias. Depends how powerful the waves are. You know, going on a boat, you'd be there a couple of weeks, and you have these things rocking back and forth, telling you to be curious to a certain place. Fine. Depends on how strong the boats are. Now, I do think, when discussing boats, being on a boat, you're there to be curious. You're on a paddle boat, with your feet over there, you know. I don't think it's nichol in the ghetto of Mokum Akvius. These rowboats are not nichol in the case of Akvius. That might be not back to the case of a wagon over here, or case of maybe of a sus. But they're discussing boats, meaning a boat that you're a bit curious on. Building now upon that, we're going step by step over here. Going past boats over here. Come this from now the 1800s is cost. What's the loch of a train? Says the Munkar, says the Aruch HaShulchan, a train, is that nechal together kvius or not? The one time, a train. You're there. A bunch of hours, 10 hours. Traveling one place to another. That's together kvius. How this one point out, the Birkat Hashem points out, you have to realize their trains and our trains are very different. Their trains were intercity. And you were there for a bunch of hours. Every place you sat down. So in those days, you said every train had what to eat, had a bath, they always had. It was like mocking kvias over here. Our trains are intercity. You go on for 5, 10, 15 minutes. It's a nichol negeder kvias. Yish lo naharbe. And if they want taino, nichol negeder v'safik. Alakenu, you should not go do. Ma'ashenkin, zimul chori, could go do. It's not makiv anyway over here. That means even though the Aruch HaShulchan and the Munkach one taina that trains are kvias, the each lot are discussing our trains over here. Building upon this, now discuss, what about now cars and buses? That means something one taina, a car. I live in my car. Right? It has air conditioner, gotta get away from my family, it's plush over here, it's better. You know, the carpet they have in the car over here, and the heating seats over here. This is it. You can sit there and put on the radio to hear the Daf Yomi share. Fine, you sit alone over there. They enjoy it. They spend an hour back and forth every day from work and going to Manhattan. And they seem to enjoy the car. Is that nichol negeder kvias? So being down, Echnami of Schoenberg and of Chaim, of Zilber, Wantaina, nichol negeder kvias. At Tzadashani, you can argue the point very stark, says Erlitzian. V'zayis of Rachel Wantaina, that's kvias. Mamash like Agolo, Bakert. Agolo, what's he said over here? It's not like a boat that we're all together. Agolo, I can stop whenever I want. A boat, I'm stuck, big fierce. Agolo, I can stop whenever I want, go in and out. It should be Mamash the case of Agolo. Case of Agolo, the case of a Sophic. A Sophic be Machman, the gates, Sigolo Kenu. So you can argue maybe certain people's car works one way, others another way, but if you're Shiva or not, you can hear points different ways. Could be that also, Kenzine, Yeshlod.
Could be Machman, the one that's said the boat, it depends on how big the waves are. He's learning the part is that the agala is jumping and moving, and you're not actually kava in any one place.
Could be. Could be. You want to know how well, it depends on how well the shocks of your car are. According to Yaiv, it depends how well the shocks of your car are. The last point to discuss is, in this case, Kvias is flying an airplane. Is airplane definitely get a Kvias? The Pasha, they want Taino, it's just like the Cholopak is the trains in the 1800s. You're there for a bunch of hours, you go to sleep, you eat. Your mamash, you're eating there. Nichon get a kfiyas. The only question now you have is you have two trays side by side. Is that two tables? Is that the sugya of Kuf Tzadikei eating at two tables in Namit Tzarif, which negate to halachas of Archokas, negate to Nido, you and your wife, negate to Basim Acholov, can she have Basim Acholov? Is that two different tables? Or one table? That will leave the sugya of Kuf Tzadikei. But otherwise, Pasha the train is Nichon together of an airplane, Nichon together kfiyas over here.
I said the boat, we say it's based on the carco.
It's not moving. It's on the carco. The Gemara says it's not moving. The boat is literally not moving. The wood is moving, and the boat's not moving. Not in my life. This pool is not moving. It's not going anywhere. I mean, the world right now is moving, right? 24,000 miles an hour. We're not moving. We'll not have that mile, no. There's still the person with Kura equates it. You're stuck in a mokum for 10 hours, and this is your kvius. Again, I think the idea is you stop somewhere. Now, once we had this idea of kvius, so come on the amount of being down, let's say a person is eating in a bais of an akum, and the guy's house over there, and the minig is that a person would not be mezamin. Not make a zimun in the house of Goy. Come on over here, the Ramah, the Dakimoshan, last zimun over here, and discuss is why not? There's two reasons. Either a person is afraid to have a kfiyas in the bias of a Goy, and therefore there is no kfiyas over here, and we need to have a kfiyas mitzad zimun, and there is no kfiyas. Well, the second reason he says, the Rachmon is, a Rachmon yivach et bala bias. To give a brach the bala bias, you cannot do that to Goy. You have to change the nosach. Change the nosach, the guy realizes you're not saying exactly the same words, it leads to problems. And therefore, for that reason, the people were not kveya b'yachad, that you came along, were not coming to eat together, gami saying together. But since there'll be a bayalvi here, that the guy will chop something, and we're sitting together, we have a das not to be kveya together, and to be oikir our zimun over here. We'll get step by step. It's saying the guy understand Lashon Kodesh, that's what it sounds like. Right there.
Let alone people
now, the Maisa, first of all, it's not this halacha per se to switch the Rachmon, even though the Ramah says the argument is what the words Rachmon Balabais. Balabais means the Bal HaMokim, the one who owns the place, or the Bal HaSudo, the one who's paying for the meal. That means the way the Ramah is understanding it means the Bal Boss of the place. There we have the Bayah. I can't say that to a guy. Leis Echonim. Give Shvach to a guy. Give a Rachmon a Bracha. Can't go do that. Maisa, the place can be ikka disagree. And they understand how the Mishmur says the Rachma is going back on the Balabas who pays for the suit over here. Therefore, the locha is when a place that's owned by a guy, you can't say the Rachman of Rachman Yivarach as Balabais. That means it comes out, you get the guy, what to go switch. There really are three cases, two to discuss. One is if they're going around, there's a waiter that's a guy. That we saw in Simukov Pay test, you cannot say Kulonu Yachad or Yisachonim. You say B'nai Gris Kulonu Yachad. Number one. Number two, in the case where the Bais is a guy, the Ramah says you cannot say the Rachman Yivorcha Bala Bais. That we do not paskin like. Number three, come on the Mishabu over here, and he says, but let's say there's another Rachman, which says Barucha Maruba Babais Azeh. That means it's going on the Bais over here, not the one who pays for it, but physically the Bais over here. Then you have a Bayim Tzad Asugil Chor of Leisachonim. Says the Mishnah, you have to go switch it. And say, Barucha Maruba, Behilo Seinu, Meshiva Seinu Adoilam. That means, basically, you're on an airplane. You're in a hotel. Practically, you have to switch the Chura two things over there. You have to switch the Nusuch of Kulon Yachad, Nebis Kulon Yachad, of Navya Bayam, Tanasugi Leisa Chomim. And number two, if you say the whole time you're benching, you have to also switch Barucha Maruba, Babai says that. Yet say what the Mishmur here says, Behi Chalasenu B'Shiva Seinu. Again, I'm not sure why the Mishmur left the answer in the Kupay test. But you see over here, Lechor, he does switch it over here. Lechor should be the same thing. Kobeites. Well, Lechor, I think the opinion is said of Loisachonim. He cannot give Shvach like to Goy. Lechor, a person has to switch the benching over here. No, so again, Mishmur is saying Mabayis Hazeh means.
Why should it change now? You should Baal Habayis.
Baal Habayis means the Baal Asudo. Here means Bayis Hazeh means this house. That's his saying. He's saying over here, the Bayis means the house itself. That's what Mishmur is saying. So, you get involved with it. It's interesting. Are there also owners over here, or shutfis over here, in stocks owned by Goyim? I'm not. You have to know if you can give a bracha. Depends how they have a say in owning, they have a voting power over here. Get involved with voting power. How much of a say or voting power does the Goyim have? I said depends how much it could be inside. Now, the Oikam Long Gemara Avram, and it brought up with Meshavua, that we're saying the bracha to Baal HaBayis. Let's say you are the Baal HaBayis. You say, Arachman Yivarach is Baal HaBayis. Well, no, it doesn't make too much sense. So, my Meshavua is very clear. He said, Arachman Yivarach is Sanu. You have to make sense what you're saying. Let's call it Shalonu. Meshavua says, the Meister, if you're the Baal HaBoss, don't say Baal HaBayis. The words have to make sense. No, don't say as Imi or as Ishti, if they're not Imi or Ishti around. The words have to make sense over here. Now, the Beis brings down from the Agoris Maimonides that it discusses that since we have the Halacha of Kfiyas over here, the Halacha is you have to sit together. Let's say you sit together b'mikro. Meaning, I came, sat down, ate. Afterwards, someone washed hands, sat down, used to play sit, he sat down next to me. B'mikro. Sitting one next to another. He brings down that he wants to tie no, there is no Chiyuv Zimum. The Agoris Maimonides is no Chiyuv Zimum. Have said the Beis Yosef, if he goes on further, maybe that's only according to Ben Yoino that says you have to start together. But let's say according to the Rosh, it says you have to end together. Maybe in Chanami is a Chiyuv Zimun. Sounds like it should be a Chiyuv Zimun. A Kami sat down next to each other, the Mikro, Yish Lot. What does that mean practically? That means, let's say a person starts off and ends off the Mikro. He sits down, not because no, he came later, but some. I just need a seat. He sat down next to me in the beginning and the end b'mikro. Is that nichl and kviyas that I'm associated one to another, or I'm no sheiches? You're him, I'm me. You're one person, I'm another person. Basically, the question is, what is yeshiva? That's the shiloh. Yeshiva, we sit down, whether you have a makapu or not. Is it nichl and gedder that we kveya one together with another? Now, to get to yeshiva, there could be two separate questions. One is, let's say we're eating at two separate tables. Again, we'll have to get to Simon Kut Tzadikai. And then there'll be a question, we're eating Lamaisa on the same table. What exactly is that? Is that Nichol Negeder, that B'mikro, the no kviyas? No, so we're associated one with another. Kamal Mazayis HaBrachol, he's not really discussing the question we just said just now. He's discussing a separate point, one table versus two tables in Yeshiva. And it brings down the official, the Yashiv wants Taino. By two tables, it really depends upon the tzura, the das, how you're eating together. That means maybe by Shabbos, that is together. By Shenki, one table, the Nevada is together. Now again, he's not discussing, you saw it, a kriyas b'mikro not. He's discussing one verse two. So Shalom can be derived from what the Zayis HaBrachot says. Maisa see the Orlip Tzion, he has a tshuva about this question, and he points out the yeshiva is not exactly clear what nichol negeder kriyas. And Luchuri, you can argue, I'm sure, whatever I say, everyone will argue, any malach I say. What defines kviyas? That means, Bishlami, Tami, and Shabbos, we'll sit down to have a meal together. That, Luchuri, is one thing together. But during the week, the fact that I sat next to that guy for 15 years, I'm kvay next to him, it used to be a shiva that mokim kvuas. Certain dining rooms, I have mokim kvuas. I don't know the guy's name, I know anything about him. I sat down next to him, I'm nice to say hello, shalom, bye, whatever. I make chasam, give me an invitation. He's like, oh, that's your name, very nice. Fine. Does that make a kviyas over here? The Bishlam in Yeshiva, when my father was here, my brother was here, we went every day to lunch together. Fine. I took a while to eat. Fine, that's a kviyas. But what defines the definition of eating together? So you can always argue what defines, that means certain times you come to Yeshiva, and you're bachach especially, everyone clicks to eat together, clicks in a good way. Right. Let's say you from Tarknima they eat together, and Tarvadas eat together, and Chaim Lin eat together. Are you eating together? Or, you know, we just know each other, we're more friendly with each other, we're just b'mikro eating together, because we're just birds of a feather flock together. you can start climbing. What defines this concept of a kfiyas over here? Building upon once you have this base yosef, the goyis maimonides, and you get involved, is based upon the rosh hashanah. You know, myself, if you just ask me, I think in general, I think eating in yeshiva we have mukhim for is not nichol together kfiyas. Now, could depend based upon your personality. Certain people are very friendly, and after a couple of months, they really know each other. And like me, I just try to ignore everybody. I'm just sitting by myself, and you know, just be nice. If you spoke to me, I'll say something back to you. So I think in the gate, most times, I think stop the fact that you're eating next to a person, even though you have a mukhim kriyas over there, is not a kriyas. Well, I'm not with him. However, I think a lot of times when yeshivas are eating together, that means when you came from a certain yeshiva, and you're eating together, I think that is a kriyas. Because you guys are eating together, and you're not just when yeshivas eating together, when the chaim lindy together, briskets, whatever. When yeshivas eat together in yeshiva smear, I think then you are. When bal dafne guys eat together, they don't eat yeshiva. But let's say that bal dafne guys or bai tigan guys, they eat together or English eat together because that's a klein. Why are they doing that for? Fine, but yeah, that's true. So you can argue the point. You have to know where to switch over. I'm trying to the Shabbos or even where to switch over. What's nechel together kriyas? It's a great question. That means we have to have a kriyas. What defines kriyas? I mean, the yeshiva gives something to wash on. I sit down again. When the head book was the people I ate with was one of my father, brother. Again, I sat next to them for 10-15 years. Nothing to do with them. The other people, they sit in shmooze. But could be really based on personality. Ken Zayn.
You see, we're not about him. Is that not better than that? Because he's not done by you?
Forget. Most of them just want to eat and go.
No,
a lot of them don't. Now, fine. Now, the Maisa, once you have these Seder Kfiyas, the focus upon the Inyan of a Chasno. Maisa, the person comes to Chasno to stay till the end. The mitzvah tans 5 hours later, or even let's say that mitzvah tans 3 hours later, people don't want to go do that. What happened to the chiyuv zimun? So be'etzem, before we get to the study of a moshe, they call it, there are be'etzem. By now we know there are three heterim. One is the heter mokum mitzvah, say it tomorrow, great, got late, leave my tire over there. This is the second heter of hefset, einus. No, I have a babysitter, I have to go pay over here. She has to go home. Someone has to watch the kids over here. Shalom bayis hefset. And then the Indian, if we don't start together, some there's no chiyuv. Those are three heterim kolius negeta chasno. Each one you have to judge. That means if this sugya means the idea of mitzvah, maybe mitzvah says only from 10 to 3. Who says to 1? If this sugya means that oinus and hefset, is it really hefset? Is it hefset meruba? Or are you just being lazy? Boy, the idea, let's say you don't want to start together. But let's say you did start together. Or let's say some odd reason 10 guys came late, you all watched together, like, oh my gosh, now we're stuck over here. But sometimes, you know, you realize a couple guys are watching at the same time. Fine. So there's enough of a svar out there that discuss the person that das not to be mitzarev together bekfiyas mitzad v'chsam also. Not to make a zimun. Could people come along and say, before they eat, I'm not coming bekfer together for us for benching. And then some people say, "Nechel get us dam das," and I plan to leave. So, on the Makor sheet, I see the Oyel Masura Moshe and Shuvah, and Archaim Chelk Alf Sim Vav. He writes over there this question: Mamish Guy Isim by Chasno, what to go do? Does not want to stay very late. So first, the Moshe starts off. Let's go through the Shuvah. Be clear what comes out. Starts off an eight zikala, very simple. A person to say, "Avdas not to mitzarev." Very simple, a great Eitzah for numerous times that dafts not to mitzarev. That's number one. Number two, he says, where am I getting this from? Where's my makar from? I could go say this. I'm a chiyuv zimun. I'm das not to a mitzvah. I'm a chiyuv over here. So it's very simple. This is Ramon, Simon Kuf Tzad Gimel Siv Gimel, our Ramon. It says, I'm eating in the house of Akum. We are Kiveya. I'm sitting next to each one together. We have 10 people, we have 3 people. There's a kviyas over here. But since I did not want to say Rachel Nivorch is Bala Bayis, we have idea over here. I did not want to be given one together and other than Machai Vizimon. Not saying one out loud, others to listen to it. So the Aloha is coming from this Ramos of the Moshe. Number three says, who said we could take it further than this? Says the Mogha Roman, Simitov Kuf Nun Beis. Aloha negate the Sudam of Sekis. We should not make a Zimon together, eat together. Let's say you sat down and had a kviyas, you ate together. Do you make a zimun? So this year it's not negeil, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. But this year it's Motzei Shabbos. But other years, do you make a zimun or not? Says the Magar Avraham, sending you to this Ramah over here, Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Gimel, you did not make a zimun. Why? Because I did not want to be together and make a zimun over here. I kept das not be conveyed, but Tzadik Gimel Sif Gimel. What?
You didn't have das.
Again, I sat down together to eat by Sudim Afsekas. The loch is, we will not make a zimun together because I do not want to have a zimun. I've dashed not to mizamun together, be part of it for the zimun. That's what I did over here. That's the stam what I did over here. So again, so the Mekor, he says that Ramoshe is Ramah, brought down Magar Avraham. Now the question is, what's the lumpness over here? Number four says Ramoshe. He says, being down the Machzah Shekel says, the lumpness is there is no kvias. Which is what I mean. You have a kvias. I sat down. We are kveya. I sat down. Ate for a half hour. You ate for a half hour. How's no kvias? So he says the yisrael over here is that avad I ate for kvias, but I don't have a kvias for benching. I don't das kvias to make the zimun together. The eating might be together, but not the zimun. The zimun is not together. Then the Moshe goes on a fifth stage over here and he says, Baruch Hashem now in the simon. I see the chokhmah shlomo. Shlomo it says the same yisrael over here. Halacha, the person can say, I'm not being mitzar for the zimun. He goes through Shlomo Kluge's Rayas, says that Pella's over here, but Maisa agrees to him. He says, Maisa, so, Mishlomo, we go no further. We have Ramo, we have Magavom and the Chokh Mishlomo. Where's their Makar? Where are they getting it from? Where are the Sugi together from? So he said, the Chor, there's a Rosh, and Be'etzim, where's he getting it from? The Resh Kalusa. Hi, Resh Kalusa. Why? Comes out from Resh Kalusa, we have three very important insights. Number one, you have to hear the Zimun. Number two is like Podo, you can go away from 10 down to 3 and maybe even to 1. And also, how's Resh Kalusa working, says the Moshe? It's working that I das not to be conveyed together with the Zimun. Otherwise, how do I go out of the Zimun over here? I have 100 people. I have 100 people over here. How in the world did I get out of my Zimun, go down to 3 or to 1? I have a Chiv Zimun. And I have a das not to be conveyed together. The whole Yisrael of the Ramah and the Magavama is coming from the Resh Kalusa. That's not for work together. Go then further, Moshe, seventh point. Lamai says, that he said the Resh Kalusa. Says the Magarom, according to Rashi, but he said the Resh Kalusa is what? Godel covered up Rias. Teicha case drabonon. Says, Vakarat, Nazikasha, said the Moshe. I'm saying the whole lumpness over here, and come on, Das, not be created together. That's the Vatel Resh Kalusa. I have a different part. Go to Kavod Abrius. You do realize Mishmur does not bring that down. That's far. That's the Yisrael of Resh Kalusa. Magvam does bring it down. Doesn't answer it. The Maisi, end of the Tshuva. Once you have, we have a Ramah this way, by case of Goy, once you have the Magavam this way, Mishlam Kugel, the Maisi says, any Tzarech, Mok Mehechot, the Maisi, we have this halacha, we can be stemming upon, you have Das, not Mitzar for Zimun, it works. A great heter, where some people tell me why in the world of learning Hilcha Zimun for, he does it all the time, I don't know Hilcha Zimun. I always have Das, not Mitzar. Fine. Maisa, it's a had to take away the chiyuv. Now, do we pass it like this or not? So first, the Eishel Avraham beginning the Simon, the Bachacha, he starts off saying, you cannot do that. You have a chiyuv zimun, a chiyuv zimun. We're talking about the Orchis Chaim, and there are those who pass this way. Dain Fisher and Beis Baruch pass this way. Chodashani also bring it down this way. But Maisa, the Swarm, go like a Moshe. They point out already, the Kor Chaim, the Chavis Yor, he says halacha, he says the answer is the Minig Vatikim already, not to make zimun. Why we have das not to mitzarev into the sugya of zimun over here? They point out the graz before the way in simul kuf samach zayin by berchav amoitzi. Again, Mishmur by us says amoitzi is like berchav mozon. Says the graz of there in simul kuf samach zayin, we have das not to mitzarev. Again, we're saying not together be kriyas. First, not make a bracha one for another. Wouldn't by berchav mozon be the same thing? We have mishlam kluga the mashamin by us brings down the magaram and simul kuf tof kuf nun beid. By Sudasam of Sekis and says, therefore, Das the Maisa works. Mechaim no go this way. Chaim Dnevki says, he is the Chaz, this is question. Chaim Das not the Mitzarev, because I don't want to wait around, I have to go learn. So the Chaim says, the Maisa works by 10, but the Maisa make a Zimun of 3. Yes, what's wrong by 3? By 3 is not Kedai Levatel. Not Kedai Levatel. I mean, his words are Ein Kedai Levatel. Yesh Lotin, you can make a bunch of spars of here. Why yes, why no? I said numerous times, yes, three people by chassid go do that. Therefore, once you have a motion this way, the Debitzino, he also had a tshuva about this. He says, L'chur, it's better by chasna just to wait 10 minutes to go wash, and then won't start at the same time, won't end at the same time. Otherwise, Maisa Das works. Divus L'chur, Snoshun, the Menashe Klein, the Tzin, the Liashiv, and others, the Vosner. Maisa Vosner says, we have the Masham over here. Kamas from, come home, they grapple with different rites, Mikan Lakan. They come out, the Sisoid over here. That person cannot Das, not to Mitzarev, until the Sugi of Zimon over here. Very important, Yisoid. Whether it's coming from the Rish Galus or not, L'chur, from this Ramah, they want to point out, and therefore it takes care of Lam and Yonim. Now, they point out, you have to say, Beferish or not? You say, no, in your mind, that's enough. Now, Stam Das, Yish Lod Mikan Lakan. You can argue once every Chasa, that's your Hog over here, that's clear what your Das Betzim is. Fine. Mice is late. Meshem, next time we'll go from Sif Dalad and onwards, finish with the Simmons, the separate Sugya and the Gate, the Yishambi over here, and also the next Mayim Mokum. Slach Rabo.